fun doing that. You can donate if you want to donate cash. That's all certainly welcome. We'll be here at the radio station. And if you got a little something extra and you want to help out the pantry, that would be fabulous. The third way you could give is if you want to donate a non-perishable food item, you certainly can do it that day right here at 98Q. You can drop it off if you got some non-perishable stuff that you would like to donate. So that's all happening as we focus in on all the good that the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry has done for this community for many, many, many years. And the fundraiser will be 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Again, check back every couple days to 98QCountry.com under that Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry tab for a list of items that will be available. We'll not only raise funds for a great organization, but we'll have a lot of fun with those bid items, too, on that day. We got a little news, and then we'll come back on the other side with the shopping show.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. President Biden in Israel, the trip coming at a tenuous time after a blast at a hospital in Gaza that Hamas blames on Israel and Israel blames on Islamic Jihad. ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The head of the Palestinian Authority, President Mahmoud Abbas, canceling his meeting with the president, Jordan's King Abdullah, doing the same. And Iran's foreign minister tweeting, the time has come for the global unity of humanity against this fake regime, more hated than ISIS and its killing machine. Time is over.
Protests erupting Tuesday, including in Jordan. ABC's Lionel Moise.
Allahu Akbar!
Some trying to storm the Israeli embassy in Amman. Security forces using tear gas to disperse the crowd. Protesters in Iran also marched outside of the French and British embassies, setting fire to Israel's flag.
This is ABC News. There may be a new suspect in a house fire in New Orleans that killed three children. ABC's Jim Ryan says a caller to 911 is accusing the father of the kids of planning to set the fire.
A full-color, crystal-clear, and absolutely chilling home security video captures the moment that flames and smoke erupt from a house across the street in a New Orleans neighborhood. Within seconds, a person in dark clothing hustles down the front steps, gets into a car, and drives off, leaving three children, 3, 5, and 8 years old, to die in the burning home.
We may soon learn more about the death in Aruba of American teenager Natalie Holloway. The chief suspect in her disappearance, Joran Vandersloot, reportedly revealing what he knows as part of a plea deal. And some travelers may be getting on board their planes a little more quickly. United has come up with a new way to board in economy. Window seats, then the middle, then aisle seats. Justin Finch, ABC News.
And we'll have some state news in a moment. Let's get updated on Shawamigan sports right now. We've got our high school athletic director, Mr. Darren Patterson. Good morning, Darren.
Hi, Joel. How are you this Wednesday?
Hey, we're doing good. We're doing good. No snow yet, so we're good. I saw a year ago up in Ironwood, they had a foot at this time, a foot of snow.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe this winter will be a little bit kinder to us up here.
I hope so, yeah. Let's talk volleyball as they wrapped up their season last night. Always tough to win at on the road in volleyball, but the girls traveled to Barron, had their season ended last night.
They did, and we knew we were facing a pretty good quality team. There's 15 teams in that grouping, and obviously we were the 15th seed, and Barron was the 2, so we knew we were facing a pretty high-caliber team, and it's actually a pretty good field when you look at the top 5, 6 seeds in that this particular grouping that we're in. But, yes, Barron did beat us last night 3-0. So our volleyball season has officially come to an end. But we'd certainly like to thank the seniors. They did a really good job this year of, you know, giving us their best effort and also kind of bringing some of the younger kids along. And I know it's kind of the mantra of some of the senior girls that, you know, whenever you're at a place, in this case for them, volleyball, you want to leave the program in a little bit better position than it was when maybe you got into the program. And I think we checked the boxes for that. So we played a lot of young kids up the level. So hopefully we're going to be okay in a year or two coming up. I know our new coach, Carmen Morgan, she does a lot of off-season stuff, getting the girls ready, and I started a feeder program here, something that we haven't had with our younger kids in some time. So We're just going to be patient and hope better days are coming, Joel.
Yeah, when you said that regional was sectional was kind of tough, I think you're underselling it a little bit. You got Phillips as a 5 seed, Darren, and they finished the year at like they're like 24-4, and they were a 5 seed. I messaged Colin Hoagland when that happened, and I said, "How are you a 5 seed?" And then he explained me the four teams that were ahead of them, and what an incredibly strong sectional that is.
That was the first thing that jumped out to me when I looked at the bracket, too, because it didn't make any sense other than the fact it's just loaded at the top. There's just no way around it. So, you know, it'll be kind of interesting to see how the bracket, you know, how they kind of unfold here in the next week or two and see who survives the survival of the fittest, I guess.
Yeah, there would be some good contests, including Phillips going to Grantsburg tomorrow. All right, so we'll continue to build that program. The football team. It was an entertaining game against a really good Northwood Solon Springs team on Friday. We talked with Coach Morgan yesterday. You know, he was somewhat happy and pleased with the way his team was able to perform against this team that had really taken it to Shawamigan last year. So just a pretty close, evenly matched contest on Friday.
It really was. And, you know, if I could give a title to the game, I might call it the Mud Bowl, too. Our field held up pretty good, but it was raining pretty significantly. And you could kind of see in the second half, the middle part of the field where most of the action was, you could see that the grass was getting tilled up a little bit. So the conditions weren't ideal. But I tell you what, our kids, they really came and delivered it. And I kind of personally felt like it was maybe their strongest effort of the year in terms of, you know, they're playing a quality opponent. Northland Solon Springs finished their season 5-3. So, you know, they're a winning team. They have a history of good play there. And, they smoked us pretty good last year when we went to their place. So to only be, only lose to them 20-14, I think was pretty good showing our behalf. And to be honest, you know, a play here or there, Joel, we very easily could have walked out of there with a W-2. It was that kind of a close game. So certainly a lot to build on to that. And now this week we have our last game with South Shore. And I think it's a good opportunity for us to kind of have a, you know, a good positive end to our season and hopefully collect our third win of the season.
All right. 7:00 Friday night, final game of the season and a home one. And I think they're doing some parent stuff there too. So check that out. We'll have it on 103.1. Cross country sectionals. Here we go. This is what the team builds for, and we have sectionals this weekend and state next week, right?
That's right. And you know, it's go time now. This is what they've been doing all that running and training for. It's, you know, it's tournament time. The kids are ready. They you know, I kind of was talking to my mom about her practice schedules this week, and I know she kind of tapered off a little bit at the beginning of this week with their workouts, kind of get their legs fresh and ready to go. But we're expecting some good performances. And our kids last week at the Maryland Conference Championships really ran really well. Our girls seem to kind of be in the headlights right now because they're a little bit stronger overall as a team than our boys. But our boys have really been coming on. And you know, I think it's maybe one of Coach Mary's strongest coaching jobs in a sense that she essentially lost her whole varsity boys squad from last year. And yet, even in a down year, they took fourth in the Marywood Conference. I mean, there's 12 schools in the Marywood. So in a total rebuild, we're still sustaining and doing well and performing well. And we know that the boys side, particularly on Saturday at sectionals, is going to be pretty loaded. There's, you know, we talk about the volleyball side of the bracket that we're in. The boys' side is pretty loaded, too. But our girls, turning it back to our girls are in a good spot. If, you know, you just have to finish in the top two to get to state, and we're hoping that they can do that. And we'll see how it plays out. Hopefully next week, Joel, when I'm talking to you, we can be talking about state and all that stuff.
All right. And update us on where is sectional and what day are they running this week?
Yeah, they're running on Saturday. It's a little bit later start. I think it's the latest start out of all the sectionals, the D1, 2, and 3. But the boys are going to run at 2 o'clock, and the girls are going to run at 2:45, and it's at the golf course in Solon Springs.
All right. Very good. All right, Mr. Patterson, thank you for the update. We look forward to talking with you next week.
All right, thanks for your time.
You got Darren. High school athletic director Darren Patterson takes time weekly to update us on what's going on with our Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. We'll get to that shopping show after a Wisconsin Radio Network news update.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Republicans in the state Senate Tuesday rejected several of Governor Tony Evers' appointees to state posts. One of the appointees turned down by GOP senators was former state senator Joseph Sarnecki, who was nominated for a position on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu said in a statement Sarnecki was denied after he joined other Democrats on the commission and abstaining during a vote to nominate Megan Wolf for a second term as the commission's leader. Senate also turned down four of the governor's appointees to the state's Natural Resources Board, which sets policy for the Department of Natural Resources. Evers called the Senate's decisions insanity.
They're completely appropriate people to serve in those positions.
Some of the governor's appointees have been working in their positions before being confirmed for months or even years. Evers has already appointed replacements for the rejected nominations. Still no raises for UW system employees. A bipartisan legislative committee this week approved a 6% pay increase over 2 years for many state workers. Senator Melissa Agard said that some 36,000 UW employees were left out. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is standing firm until the UW agrees to cut positions related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Current and former officials of a Jefferson County company have been found guilty of safety violations in a deadly explosion.
The U.S. Department of Justice provided information on the convictions in the catastrophic May 2017 blast at Didion Milling in Cambria that killed five workers and injured others. Last month, a federal jury in Madison convicted Didion Vice President of Operations Derek Clark and former Didion Food Safety Superintendent Sean Messner of charges related to the blast. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agraamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic, so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on Agra America. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agraamerica.com. That's agraamerica.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A former state Senate official was accused of engaging in non-consensual sexual contact at a national conference. An investigative report details allegations against Michael Queensland, who was barred from the Capitol and resigned as Senate chief clerk last month. An investigator hired by Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu found sufficient evidence to conclude Queensland engaged in the misconduct with a woman identified in the report as Jane Doe. The investigator concluded Queensland's insistence that the encounter was consensual wasn't credible. Queensland has denied the allegations. By a 4-3 vote, the Wisconsin Supreme Court decided to shorten the record retention period for eviction cases in which no money judgment is ordered from 20 years to 2 years. That decision will have those varieties of evictions disappear from a tenant's record on the state court website after 2 years. The rule change won't take effect until sometime next year or in 2025. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with scattered rain showers likely. Highs around 56. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 45. Cloudy skies. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 53. Overcast. Mid-50s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much cooler Saturday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for showers continues. Another look at the short range. High of 56 today. Lows level off around 45 tonight. We should top out at 53 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 46.
Before we get to our shopping show savings, we're going to talk a little Park Falls Chamber. We do have Gray in studio. We do have Big G in studio. And we got Missy in studio. Sorry, I had to bring all these characters in here, Missy. But, you know, sometimes they just show up. I can't get rid of them. So
that's okay. I'll take them.
It's kind of like a rule sitting between three thorns.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. No, Missy Degree with the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. We wanted to bring you in. Because Halloween is coming up. Ooh, it's coming up.
Yes.
Ooh.
So we've been working on our Fright Festival that we put on every year. Well, this will be our fourth year, I believe.
All right.
So just kind of talking quick about that, which it takes place on October 28th, so it's Saturday. Events start at 1 o'clock with a free movie, which is Hotel Transylvania, and that's sponsored by NCCU, the credit union. So it's nice. We're having a family-friendly movie to start everything out.
Yes. Do you have a count accent? I know you're good at the impersonations. Do you have a Transylvania? Do you have the, I am the count? Do you have anything like that, Big G? Big G, anything like that? Transylvania! Oh, he'll work on that. Okay, we'll get to that in a little bit.
Maybe that would be your costume.
I was cloning around last year down there. Yeah. I remember it was like 75. It was warm, 75 degrees. And, you know, I painted myself painted up like a clown. And I don't know if I scared more people than I made happy, but I was down there cloning around all last year.
Well, that's what the scanner said anyway, so I don't know what's going on with you, but yeah.
Well, I think I still actually might have to change my costume this year because, unfortunately, this year I've gone a little more of a spooky type. Ooh, and good. I know, you know, this is a family-friendly, kid-friendly, adult, whatever, but I'm like, well, maybe I'll just keep it. It's my personality, so I got a little bit of a clown.
So the 28th, the Saturday before Halloween, we have a free movie.
Yep, we have a free movie starting at 1 o'clock at Park Theater.
All right.
And then our Trunk or Treat with our area businesses and nonprofits, that's going to happen downtown. So, you know, once the kids get done with the movie, they can come on out and go right downtown and do some trunk or treating with everyone, which... you know, if you're interested in setting up a booth or a trunk, you know, just contact me over at the chamber and let me know. It's free. So even if you just show up, set up as 2 o'clock, that goes till from 3 to 6. And then this year we're doing something a little bit different down over in Old Abe Memorial Park. So it used to be Triangle Park, but we're doing pumpkin decorating. So we have Forward Bank and Super One has partnered up with Strong Families, Strong Kids with Price County. And we got pumpkins coming and we're doing some arts and crafts with them. So that's going to be great, 3 to 6. We also have the Phillips Children's Museum, 3 to 6 going on there. And then also we're going to be doing a ribbon cutting with them as new members with the chamber. We have a hayride, again, doing the same loop that it did last year. It's going to start over at the theater and then just kind of go up and around. So while you're, you know, figuring out what you want to do, at least you could do something fun that way.
Yeah, you bet.
We have the Great Pumpkin Drop. So if people have noticed over at Dollar General.
I noticed. As soon as I saw that, I thought somebody's going to be dropping that from a building.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, that's not the pumpkin that we're going to dropping. But we have its, I guess you could say maybe a sibling. It's stored away right now in safekeepings. But we also...
work on that, all right?
Yeah.
All right, we got to find that.
So the Park Falls Fire Department is going to be dropping that at 5:30 in the park. But we also, leading up to that, we have a guess the weight of the pumpkin. So people can guess it. If you're, you know, closest to it or right on it, we have a basket of goodies that are from, you know, area members.
It's a little judgmental, but okay, I'll do it. Sure.
So I'm excited about that part because Tim Risch is a big great pumpkin grower, and he has got all the final measurings and weight. So that is in an envelope and safe keeping. So that's kind of nice. I don't even know.
Oh, all right.
But I won't guess either. Sure. We also, as that's going on, then from 6 to 8 over at Oh Dear Nutrition, we're doing a little costume party dance or costume dance party. So nice. We got a little decorated spooky in there. So it's kind of a nice place to warm up to.
Yeah.
And then at 8 o'clock, we have another free movie. So this is sponsored by Kayla's Kitchen and Closet and then Oh Dear Nutrition. So that is, it's a rated R, Evil Dead Rise.
Okay.
It's fun, you know, a good one for kind of end the night. And then we also have our traveling trunk or treat trophy. So the Triple T will be out and that is whoever's got the best decorated trunk or booth, I would say. Okay. Will
traveling trunk or treat trophy.
Yeah.
All right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
This is a whole day event, and we're going to have Second Avenue blocked off. So, yeah. I mean, the kids down there can get their treats and everything. And then costume contest, is there ages on that, or how is that that working?
This year we're not doing the costume contest. We decided that we're going to just do a costume party with it. Everyone, I hate to try to choose who's who and try to keep everyone at one time.
Yeah.
But then some of the other area downtown businesses are going to be open. I know the Park Mall is going to have crafts and things going on down there. Patchouli Garden's going to be doing trunk or treating right out of the, you know, their business. Kayla's doing the same thing. So we're all kind of coming together just to make some, you know, fun family.
Big day, 28th. Yeah. Big day. Downtown Park Falls. It's a place to be.
So Halloween. I'm fingers crossed that the four letter word isn't around and we just keep it on
it's
ice.
It's going to cool off a little bit.
Last year. I mean, that was incredible.
I don't think you're going to have 70 this year, but hopefully we can hold off on anything bad. So,
yeah, I could take what we got going on, you know, right now. It's not too cold. It's not too warm. It's just like a perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So the 28th, people can always go to parkfalls.com, the webpage, for information on what's going on with the chamber. All right, Missy. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day,
Missy
guys.
Missy Nagri from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. And with that, we're going to delve right into our shopping show. We've got Big G. We've got Gray. We are ready to hand out some savings. So let's take it away, gentlemen. Go ahead.
All right. We're going to kick it right off this morning right away with the Five Senses. They're located in the restored 1920s fire station right in downtown Phillips there. They have a quality gourmet foods, cutlery, got a unique wine selection. They got cutlery made, German-made cutlery by Wusthof. You ever heard of that, Dre?
I have not.
That's German quality cutlery that they sell at the Five Senses there in Phillips. And just walk through the store there. I mean, they've got all kinds of homemade jewelry. They've got toys, children's toys, just a variety. Great time, great place to get a gift for somebody or a nice bottle of wine for your wife or girlfriend. Okay, we got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those all for $6 in the Five Senses in Phillips.
All right. Brings us over to Home Healthy RX. I chatted with Barry last week. Really nice guy. Give him a call if you need anything for basement waterproofing. He also does mold mitigation and ventilation services, similar things. What we've got is a certificate towards his Sweet Airflow service, in which he'll install some ventilation in your basement space or whichever space you're having him work on. And then he'll do some mold mitigation and wind up leaving that space smelling absolutely fantastic, clean in a way that you probably can't get it done yourself, and at a great value, great prices. Everything is, you can tell when you're talking to Barry, he's just absolutely going to be engaged with every project he's going to do. I can't say enough about him. This certificate I've got for Barry and Home Healthy RX has a value of $500, and that will be sold for $300 today.
Okay, that's for his, what'd you say, his Sweet Flow?
Sweet Airflow service. That's ventilation plus mold mitigation and some, I believe he uses some essential oils to finish off the space and leave it absolutely fantastic.
Okay, super. So $500 value, and we're going to sell that for $300 today. So
yes,
you got a damp basement, wet basement, mold, mildew, anything like that?
Yeah, Barry at Home Healthy RX.
Give him a call.
Basement waterproofing and ventilation.
And how do we get a hold of him?
Let me see here.
Call him on his phone number there.
Oh, there we go. 608-222-9050. You can get a hold of him directly.
Okay. Does he have a website too or not?
He does not.
Not yet.
He's not currently set up on the web. So give him a call, 608-222-9050. You'll want to get a hold of him directly. He's very attentive and responsive, and he is eager to help you out with your basement solutions.
All right. Again, number to call here if you hear something you like on the shopping show is 715-762-3221. If you're driving down Highway 13, feel free to give us a honk. Aston Honda Toyota. They're located right on Lakeshore Drive up there, Highway US 2 there, and up in Ashland. And they got 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Open for service. You can schedule a service online or by phone. Give them a call, 715-682-5252. And do all kinds of service work. They've got a shuttle service available. So if you drop your vehicle off and have it serviced, then they can shuttle you back and forth from work. We got a $40 certificate on the show today. We'll sell that for $24. Some Ashland Honda Toyota up in Ashland, Wisconsin.
All right. Did you want to maybe take this next one, too?
The Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill. They're located on County Road W there. They got great entertainment all summer long. Great food. Try their Friday fish fry, Parmesan-crusted cod fish fry. Homemade pizzas with house recipe available anytime. Thursday, enjoy a 16-ounce steak done to your liking and wing it up with Wing Ding Wednesdays at the Den. We've got certificates today valued at $10. We'll sell those for $6, one per caller, please. And the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill in Phillips, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend?
All right. Brings me over to the Big Dipper, of course, over on Shady Knoll Road, 17, 18 miles east of Fifield. And just a touch north on Shady Knoll, you'll find the Big Dipper, where they've also got music every weekend, or certainly most Sundays. Check them out on Facebook. You'll get great live updates for what they'll be doing on their weekend music scene and also on their Wednesday rotating home cook specials. That's one of their big things over there. They only do repeats for those that are in exceptionally high demand, and very rarely there's a very long cycle, long list of home cook specials they rotate in over there. Then, of course, every Friday they do a fish fried, deep fried cod or walleye. I will always recommend the Angry Walleye Bites. For the Big Dipper here, we've got a $20 certificate that will sell for $12.
All right. Burgers Bar and Grill, another great place to eat right down right on Highway 13 in Phillips there next to A&W. They got over 30 different burger choices there, 5 different variations of hand-cut fries. They've got great Monday is now the third pound burger, basic burger. And then Tuesday tacos. Wednesday they're closed. Thursday is yippee-ki-yay steak night. And Friday, of course, they got a spotted cow fish fry. Saturday, try some of their barbecue. And we got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $6. One per caller, please. Some Burgers Bar and Grill in Phillips.
All right. Brings us to CarQuest Auto Parts of Park Falls, right on 4th Ave, the main drag here in Park Falls. Stop for all your car care needs, parts, accessories, oil and filters, polish, and so much more. And just some great guys over there, some great customer service. We've got a general certificate value of $20 here. We'll sell for $12 today.
All right. Schlagen Home Furnishings, they're located right downtown Park Falls on 2nd Avenue. Also got a location on Main Street up in Ashland. Man, I can't even walk through the showroom. They're great. They got so much furniture, sectionals, couches, hide beds, recliners, 3 floors of furniture, 1 location there at Schwabing Home Furnishings. And we've got a Mayberry area rug on the show today. It's a silver, white, and charcoal. This is a 5x7 foot rug. Look great in your home or cabin. And it's a $200 value. We'll sell that for $100 today. And that's from Schwabing Home Furnishings. $100 for that Mayberry area rug. If you want to see that rug, you can go to our website, 98qcountry.com. I'm going to stop in and see Trent, Marcus, or Dave down there at the Schwabing Home Furnishings, right down Home Park Falls.
And I think you're going to have to take the next one, too. I don't think my lungs can do this 2 weeks in a row.
All right, I'll handle her. Double D's, or should I say double D's.
There we go.
Double D's Pub and Pizza. They're located right on 2nd Street there in Butternut, Wisconsin. They serve over a dozen specialty pizzas, sandwiches, taco Tuesdays on tacos on Tuesday, pizza specials on Wednesday and Saturday, got a spaghetti special on Wednesday, oven baked cod on Friday, and we got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those up for $12 a day from Double D.
juice.
Yep, my lungs couldn't take that, but my appetite certainly could. I've got Elk River Custom Rod and Outfitters in Phillips, right next to Quick Trip there, of course. They've got performance fishing wear by Hook, Gills, and Real Life, custom-made fishing rods, and a summer selection of canoes and kayaks. Of course, we're getting to the depth of the fall here, but that will still be a chance for those late kayak excursions. I've actually been looking at making a couple myself, get a look at some of the fall leaves on the water. There's absolutely nothing like it once you've seen them in the trees. Catch them on still water, too. Head over to Elk River Custom Rod and Outfitters before you do so. And you've got, if you'd like to do so, you've got a $100 certificate you could get from us here that will sell you for $50 towards a kayak or canoe in stock.
Great fall fishing right now, and pick up a custom rod there. Make them right there in-house. Elk River Custom Rods. So. All right, so we got a $50 certificate. It's worth $100, and we're selling that for half price today. So get a jump on freshwater season for next year. All right, the El Clavanzo Mexican restaurant located right on Lake Avenue, downtown in Phillips there. They serve up a great Mexican food as well as a variety of American dishes. House specials include stuffed avocado, chili poblano, or throwing in volcano balls. Let's not forget about Taco Tuesdays with $1.49 margaritas. And top it all off with some deep-fried ice cream. You can carry out or dine in. Call-ahead seating is available. And these certificates are good for the Phillips location only. And their $10 certificates, we'll sell them for $6 today. One per table, please.
As always, you can get a hold of our shopping show certificates at 98qcountry.com or give us a call, 715-762-3221. I've got Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio in Butternut, a quaint retail art gallery located on North Main Street. See the beautiful murals done by gallery owner Kelly Meredith and unique artwork displayed by several local area artists. Purchase a variety of handcrafted jewelry, stained glass, pottery, and paintings. This is a $25 certificate. We'll sell for $12.
All right. The filling station. They're located right on Highway 13, Butternut there. Try one of their signature sandwiches, paninis, their station lattes, ice cream. Let's try the station affogato. And, Gray, you know what that is, right?
I do. I've been informed.
All right.
But so the people might not know.
It's the butternut pecan ice cream. Very important. It's the butternut pecan ice cream, not just the pecan ice cream, but the butternut pecan ice cream with espresso poured over it. Try the garlic roast beef sandwich, which is my favorite, and find all your Wisconsin-based gift items like popcorn, dips, desserts, mixes, pretzels, and much more. Text your order to Kim at 715-661-8539 and see her complete menu on Facebook. You got a certificate here, good for food or merchandise. $10 certificates, we'll sell them out for $6. One per customer, please.
Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in Mercer. See them at homeslicemercer.com. They do pizza takeout and delivery. They also serve salads, subs, wings, and many delicious sides. I've got a $20 certificate here, good for any item. We'll sell to you for $12 today on the shopping show.
All right, Impact Cleaning, located here in Park Falls. They perform carpet cleaning, duct cleaning, upholstery cleaning, disaster remediation, odor removal, power washing, sewage cleanup, and more. We'll work with any insurance companies. This is a certificate good towards carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, or duct cleaning. Valued at $75. We'll sell that out for $45. One per customer, please. Take a little ride over on Highway 51 South to Island City Lanes and Lounge, located in Monaco. There they got 12 real nice oiled bowling lanes there, computerized scoring. A great lounge with $3 tacos on Tuesdays. Thursdays, the peel and eat shrimp. Fridays, the fish fry. Homemade pizzas in the morning. They serve lunch and dinner daily. They offer birthday party packages. Book your date now. Call them at 715-356-7779 for details. General certificate, good for food, drink, bowling, or the pro shop. Valued at $20. Sell out for $12 today. One per caller, please. From Island City Lanes and Lounge in Minocqua. Jack's Corner Bar, big event happened this weekend. It's the Halloween party. So get dressed up in your scary best and head on over to Jack's Corner Bar. I believe it starts at 8 o'clock. DJ Austin, help me out, Austin.
I'm no help.
Austin. DJ Austin will be there. I apologize. I can't think of his last name off the top of my head. And I'm going to have drink specials all night long. Costume contest with prizes. First prize is $100. So dress in your scary best and Go have a fun, scary night at Jack's Corner Bar located on Cedar Street. Enjoy the great food over there. Thursdays is burger night. Friday is the fish fry with the salad bar. Saturday is that pork and dumpling. And Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib and Sunday breakfast. $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12 today. One per caller, please.
Looks like DJ Austin Walker.
DJ Austin Walker. Thank you, Gray.
All right. Brings us to Jen's Butternut Cafe on Highway 13 in Butternut. They do homemade bread every day. Kits my grits on Thursday. Excuse me. I didn't mean to say that directly to your face.
That's all right.
Two eggs smothered in grits. Choice of meat. Friday fish fry, grilled or deep fried cod. Fish tacos or a bluegill basket. And, of course, they also serve their extensive full menu. This is a general certificate with a value of $10. We'll sell to you for $6. Give us a call, 715-762-3221, to take any of these certificates we mentioned today.
All right. Our newest radio star and traffic person out there, Brianna, is anxiously waiting your calls. So give us a call here at 715-762-3221. If you like to hear something you like on the shopping show, you can go to our website, 98qcountry.com, anytime. We got John's Three Mile Corner Bar and Grill, located right at the intersections of Highway 13 and 111. Try their original homemade smash burger, 2 pounds of 2 quarter-pound patties loaded with onion and cheese in both layers, served on a brioche bun, or their Philly smash burger served on Texas toast, with Philly meat, cheese, and onions. John never skimps on the cheese. Everything includes 3 pieces. Friday fish fry includes 4 ounce cod and breaded fry, 4 ounce cod breaded fries and coleslaw. And all for under $12. Follow him on Facebook. General certificates valued at $20. Sell those out for $12 today. One per caller, please.
And then we've got the Lakewoods Resort over on County Highway M in Cable. Absolutely beautiful setting there. Went over there a couple weeks ago for a mushroom foray. The leaves will be mostly gone now, but still a beautiful spot if you want to sneak in a late round of golf over at the Lakewoods. They offer lakeside dining on, oh, I'm going to do it again, Lake Namakagan.
Lake Namakagan, yep.
I need to burn that into my head. I don't know why. It's like my golf shot. I know how to do it, but the moment I'm about to, I fail. Friday fish fry is Icelandic cod and walleye and their fabulous Sunday buffet. We've got a general certificate value of $20 here that will sell for $12. May not be used for special events, for special holidays or event buffets, excuse me. $20 certificate will sell for $12 to Lakewoods Resort in Cable.
All right, back down to Phillips on Main Street, Meister's Bar and Grill. They're located right in Phillips there on Main Street. Enjoy lunch and dinner. Burgers, try the original Meister burger. You can sit out on the patio. Pretty beautiful. Okay day to, I guess, today to sit on the patio. Pretty nice out there, yep. Try one of their great sandwiches like the mushroom cheese steak or crispy chicken. Also have wraps and great appetizers and pizzas as well. And the grill's always on. If you're hungry at 9 o'clock at night and Jennifer's there, she'll cook you up something to eat. $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12. One per customer, please.
What did you order at Meister's at 9 o'clock at night?
I went in and had a Meister burger.
I just, that sounded like experience. That wasn't a suggestion. That was history I was hearing there.
Yep.
All right. Northern Lights in the Lanes on Highway 13 in Park Falls. Great food with specials every day from pizzas, sandwiches, wings, fish fries, and more, of course. Offer bowling and 2 golf simulators that are becoming increasingly attractive as the season goes on. We did get a game in yesterday, but I think it's going to be simulator time soon.
Yep.
What we've got here is a certificate for a bowling party special. Includes an hour of bowling for 5 kids, a 16-inch pizza, and 2 pitchers of soda. That's a value of $40, and we'll sell it to you for $20.
Yeah, price, $20 today.
I'd do that myself.
All right, speaking of golf, Park Falls Country Club. Man, the season's winding down. Man, you got to get out there early to get a round in now. You can't go out there at 5 o'clock. You only get about 4 or 5 holes in. So.
Yeah, we had to finish after 8 holes yesterday.
We got 7 or 8 in, yep.
Golfing those high-visibility balls and still losing them.
Need some night vision goggles.
And it might not have been enough. That was.
But that's the time when you just start hitting the balls long and straight.
Exactly.
You don't have to be going looking
those
for them.
Those are probably my best shots. You can't prove they weren't.
Yeah. Yep. They feel good going off the tee anyway.
Absolutely.
Where they land, you know, that's another story. But
I was wondering why you hit 2 off that tee box. The first one was beautiful.
All right, so we got, what do we got here? We got some golf here. We got 9 holes of golf with a cart. This is good for weekends only. This is a $32 value, but, man, the season's getting short. If you want to get out there this weekend, I'm thinking, I haven't heard from Shannon yet when the course is closing, but it's probably going to be soon. So
can't be too terrible long.
So we're going to sell those for $15 today. $15 for those 9 holes with a cart on the weekends only. So.
Right.
Park Falls Country Club.
Park Falls Family Restaurant. On the other side of town, we've got breakfast, lunch, or dinner anytime. You try their new Mexican menu, including chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. You can choose chicken, pork, or taco meat, or even steak if you'd prefer. All of them are delicious. Enjoy chips and salsa, and you can try their jalapeno cheese curds. Fantastic appetizer. I'm not a jalapeno guy, but I am a Park Falls Family Restaurant jalapeno cheese curd guy. That's a pretty long thing to explain to most people, but it bears mentioning here.
It's kind of like, you know, my favorite color is purple, but I'm not a Viking fan. So
Fair enough. At least you can say that in a shorter sentence. We are not accepting booze from the back today. Go Pack Go. There are Packer fans only in this studio at the moment. Veterans at Park Falls Family Restaurant receive 10% discount on anything on the menu. Open at 7 a.m. 7 days a week. This is a food and beverage certificate value of $10. And we'll sell it to you for $6. I'm going to catch it for that later.
And all right. Martha's Greenhouse Ice Cream. They want to say thank you to all their customers for a great season and have wound down for the year. The last day they were open was Sunday. They're serving their delicious Cedar Crest ice cream. Get set for some container workshops coming up here, probably around April there. You can build your own container. And there may be a couple of workshops here towards Christmas also. So watch Facebook for those. And big gift certificate sale going on before over Thanksgiving and Christmas. So if you want to get a jump start on your planting season with your checkbook, be sure and go on Facebook, Northwest Greenhouse Ice Cream. Visit their page and grab some of these great gift certificates for your spring planting season for next year. So thanks to Dave and Tanya and all the plants and flowers and all the delicious ice cream they put out this year and enjoy the few months off and let's get set for another great season next year from Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. They're located right off of Highway 8 off of Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
Patchouli Garden on Division Street in Park Falls makes over 300 products, a great variety of homemade bath and body products made right in the store, totaling over 300. That's amazing. Also CBD oil along with essential oils and supplements available. The store is filled with great gift ideas featuring homemade soy candles, over 60 fragrances available, plus greeting cards and other unique items and Park Falls souvenirs. You can shop in-store or head over to their website at patchouligarden.org. They've also got products featured on Amazon and the Walmart online store as well. Patchouli Garden next to the Park Mall. The certificate is good for anything in the store, a value of $20. We'll sell it to you for $12. Give us a call, 715-762-3221, to get that certificate for Patchouli Garden or any we mentioned today.
All right, Phillips Cafe, a mainstay in Phillips. Great large portions of food served at affordable prices. Tuesday is Mexican night. Try their tender chimichangas, enchilada supreme, and the nachos with the cheese and what do they call it?
Queso?
Queso. Yeah, queso or the regular salsa. That's what I'm trying to say. They're special salsa. All right. So going back to that, we've got $5 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those all for $3. They also do catering. So if you're planning your Christmas party, maybe at your company, give them a call. They don't have the number in here, but it's 715-339-3232. $5 certificates for $3.
Brings us to Ridge Runners in Butternut. Looks like we've got the smoked brisket, pulled pork, ribeye steak sandwich, or sink your teeth into a half-pound Angus burger at Ridge Runners. They are over on Main Street in Butternut. All of this was made with fresh meat from Heritage Meats. From farm to table, guaranteed fresh and delicious. They do a Friday fish fry over at Ridge Runners with homemade tartar sauce. This is a $20 certificate, or a $20 value. We'll sell to you for $12 today.
All right, Rocky Road Boutique. They're located right in Phillips there, right on Highway 13. They got special clothing for all the ladies in your life. You can shop for mom there, grandma, daughter, granddaughter. And a little chill in the air here as the last leaves fall. Check out their great fall selection that they have in now. Great Appers Avenue hoodies, blowfish shoes, blenders, the can-can jeans. Also have some seasonal items left like Cupshe swimsuits, children's and men's swimwear as well. Two locations, both on Highway 13 in Phillips and Highway 13 in Stetsonville. And also got all kinds of jewelry, purses, footwear, and more to help you complete that perfect ensemble. Certificates redeemable at both locations are valued at $20. We'll sell those all for $12. One per customer, please.
The Roundup on Highway 182 in Park Falls. Kitchen opens at 4 o'clock Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3 p.m. to close. And they've got a great Friday fish fry featuring deep fried or broiled haddock or shrimp. Or try one of either combo platters, broiled haddock and chicken, or chicken and shrimp. Great bar baskets and sandwiches and burgers. Try the Baked Baby Reds. $20 value certificate will sell to you for $12 for the Roundup over on Highway 182 in Park Falls.
All right, St. Vincent's de Paul, that's the resale shop that is drives the outreach program for assistance to families in need. Your purchase goes right back to help those in the community. St. Vincent's appreciates a call prior to drop-off for your donations, 715-339-6979. Well, as a large selection of items, used items, new items arriving daily. General certificates valued at $10, as well as for $6 today. The Trade Post, located across the new Forward Bank right here in Park Falls. They buy and sell quality items. They specialize in rare coins and jewelry. Also buy quality antiques, tools, electronics, collectibles, and more. Put some money in your pockets. Go see Tom or Jane. See what they can offer you for your items. Pop in or call the Trade Post, 715-518-9271. General service is good for anything in the store. All sorts of, you never know what you're going to find in there. I found a beer coon in there once. And $10 certificates, and we'll sell those for $6 from the Trade Post right here in Park Falls.
And everything except coins or jewelry from the Trade Post.
Right. Yeah, it cannot be used on, thank you, Gray. Cannot be used on coins or jewelry, those certificates.
All right. Trailside Bar and Grill on Highway 13 in Phillips. Before you hit the road or trail, stop by the Trailside Bar and Grill. People rave about their great Friday night fish fry. You can choose from perch, haddock, jumbo shrimp, or poor man's lobster. Don't forget about their sensational burgers made with fresh meat from Roscoe's Country Sausage. They do daily specials down at the Trailside. A fun and friendly atmosphere hosting pool and dart leagues. Located right off of Highway 13 or come by snowmobile or ATV right off of Trail 220. General food and drink certificate with a value of $10 will sell to you for $6 from Trailside Bar and Grill.
All right. Next we'll go to Vichy's Pub. They're located right here in Park Falls, right on Highway 13 there. Try one of their half-pound beef dogs, great sub sandwiches, homemade pizzas with two crusts to choose from. Try some of their specialty drinks. They've got specialty IPA beers and another company I just can't quite put my head around it right now, but I know they got seven variations from there, right from, I believe it's out of Ashland Superior. So be sure and stop in there. Kevin, you call him the mixologist. He'll make you a coconut margarita or some special vodka drinks or whatever you want. And then Katie, she's the gourmet cook in the kitchen there. So go see Kevin and Katie at the Vichy's Pub right here in Park Falls. And we got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those up for $12. One per table, please.
Warga Auto and Truck Center on Highway 13 in Phillips is your complete auto body repair center for all makes and models. They offer free estimates and free loaners, and all insurance work is welcome, as well as 24-hour towing available. Check out the great inventory of inspected, ready-to-go pre-owned vehicles. They also offer oil changes, tire rotations, major repairs, body work, even towing. This certificate is good for any of those services. Looks like we've got a $20 certificate that we'll sell to you for $12. Give us a call, 715-762-3221, or head to 98Q Country to find these certificates.
All right, I'm going to tell about a special event coming up here, Gray, but you want to go check and see if these are still available.
Yes, I'll take a peek quick.
All right, as Joel mentioned, if you have a nonprofit organization has an event coming up, feel free to send it to us here at, you can send it to joel.karnick at civicmedia.us, and we'll put it on the morning show for you and announce it for you. But Fifield Lions and First Congregational Church here in Fifield are hosting a Fifield Craft Bake Fair and Soup and Sandwich. It's going to be at the Fifield Fire Hall. That'll be this Saturday, October 21st, starting at 9 o'clock and lasting until 4. We're going to have great grilled cheese sandwiches, some of Connie's homemade lasagna soup, chicken dumpling soup. So it's really the flavor of fall. Several arts and crafts displays on display. And also we're going to have some 50-50 raffles there. Your chance to take home half of the pot here as far as our 50-50 raffles, which all the money is going to go towards the First Congregational Church and also towards the Fifield Lions High School Scholarship Program. So a great event. Come on out. It's this Saturday, October 21st, at the Fifield Fire Hall, right on Highway 13 in Fifield.
Really busy weekends coming up here for the near
future. Yeah, lots of stuff going on. Fall harvest, a lot of fall harvest fests and all that kind of stuff going. Fall's a pretty exciting time of year, and then of course next month we get set for the big holiday deer hunting season up here for November, and all sorts of stuff going on. So, this weekend, come on out, support the Fifield Lions and First Congregational Church in Fifield to the Fire Hall right in Fifield, October 21st, starting at 9 a.m., going till 4. Got basket drawings, vendors, and bake sale going on. All right. Plus, come on in and enjoy some great lunch. So I think that wraps it up with the shopping show. Again, if your business would like to be part of the shopping show, you can contact me, Big G, or you can give Gray a call. You can call me at 715-492-2654 or email me at greg.griesel, G-R-I-E-S-E-L, at civicmedia.us. I think that wraps it up. Yep.
All right.
With fall appliance savings at the Home Depot, we'll get your kitchen clicking. With new Samsung refrigerators with extra large capacities, or dishwashers with space-saving solutions that can fit so much, you won't need the kitchen sink. Plus, with convenient shopping in-store and online, your savings are just a click away. Final days to get up to $2,000 off select kitchen bundles. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid September 28th through October 18th. Cash range extra. U.S. only. See store online for details.
Darius, look who just figured out how to find my Medicare plan options. Just typed in my zip code and boom.
This is not just a search tool.
Look at you go, Mom.
This is Walgreens making it easy to find a Medicare plan with low-cost copays. During open enrollment, use Walgreens Find Rx coverage to help you find the right Medicare plan for you. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and copays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast.
Overcast skies this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. Highs around 56. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows around 45. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 53. Overcast. Mid-50s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much cooler Saturday with highs in the upper 40s. Showers continue. Once again, high of 56 this afternoon. Lows level off around 45 tonight. A high of 53 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 48.
Yo, J Balvin here. Verizon just hooked me up with a new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium. How can you get one? By switching to my plan at your Verizon store, get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on them. When you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. And listen to my new song, Dientes, on your way to get the new iPhone 15 Pro.
Don't miss out. Switch to my plan from Verizon today. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends. Eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. With kids back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exergen thermometer the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exergen thermometer to keep your family and colleagues safe. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Save on your next project with 11% off everything at Menards. Stay safe while testing your home's electrical wiring with Southwire Tools and Testers. Their electrical test kit combines the three most commonly used electrical testers so you can get the job done right every time. Get a Southwire electrical test kit today for $24.99 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through October 22nd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. I look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers are back to practice today, starting their preparations for Sunday's game against the struggling Broncos in Denver. As the Packers entered their bye week last week, Matt LaFleur made reference to scouring films of other teams' plays, looking to see if there's something they could steal. We weren't sure if he was kidding or not, but offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich confirmed the practice this week.
You definitely watch a few teams that have had success and just kind of see if anything they're doing can help you out as far as generating offense. And that's one thing that you're always doing, because you always kind of have to try and stay ahead. So it's not typical that you wouldn't do that on a normal week anyways.
I'll have more after this.
Many business owners and entrepreneurs today are drowning in unsecured debt and just can't stop incurring more. Business Debtors Anonymous is a 12-step recovery program where you will receive support for doing business and living life without incurring new unsecured debt. Business Debtors Anonymous offers meetings every day where members support one another to help them stop incurring new unsecured debt. You're not alone. Visit helpfordebtors.org. That's helpfordebtors.org.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
With the Packers struggling to score points of late, especially in the first half of games,